Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. It has been a minute. I think Micah just said it's been a month. But we're back.
We're back.
And
it's
Micah's
me,
here.
Micah.
And we're going to do a spring currently, exactly 1 week before it's summer.
Nothing like last minute.
But you know what? That's just like more accurate because it's what we've been doing throughout the spring.
There
so
you go.
It's not so, like, it's not like a spring goals list. It's like our favorite things we've been doing already.
You know? So we're doing it correctly.
Who cares? And also I feel like I'm, you know, mostly awake, but not all the way. So my brain might be slow.
I'm all the way awake because I was like,
you've been up for hours
sleeping, and I woke up and laid there for a bit, and I was like, I'm going to go back to sleep. Couldn't go back to sleep. Finally looked at my phone. It was like 5:47.
Ew.
All right. It's time to get up and get coffee.
I woke up when I texted you. I think it was like 7:50 something.
Yeah, it was almost 8.
And I tried to make coffee and it tastes very bad. So I think today might be a Starbucks excuse day.
I think you just need to get new coffee because you don't have good coffee.
Well, I think Andrew liked it. He's drinking it. Because I have decaf for myself. And then, I usually have only been buying decaf. And then for last weekend, whenever we had you guys here, I bought some regular kind. And, like, at least Dad said it was good. I don't know if you liked it, but
it wasn't my favorite.
Okay. Well, good to know. I'm not crazy.
No, it's just not good coffee.
I don't even know what I got. But anyway.
Seattle's best or something.
Oh.
Seattle do best.
Sorry about that. So it needs to go, and I'm going to get my favorite thing now. My spring favorite Starbucks order is an iced decaf latte with one pump of white mocha.
Nice.
That's been my go-to. Not that I get it all the time, but if I'm going to go, that's what I know. And I feel like it tastes basically the same as regular.
That's fair.
Not exactly, but enough that I'm not, like, sad drinking it.
Sad that. No, I think I told you this, but the best decaf coffee for everyone out there listening is Pete's Dark Roast Decaf Coffee.
I agree.
It's the least decaf tasting decaf there is.
I found it at Target. Good.
Yeah, that's where I've gotten it before.
And I think it was like $9, mm-hmm. and it lasts me like a couple weeks probably.
Yeah.
I found, I think, one other decaf that I thought was decent, and right now I can't remember what it was, but I went somewhere that didn't have Pete's, and I tried something else, and it was actually good, and I wish I could remember. It was still probably something like $10 bag or something, like nothing crazy, but yeah, you gotta find a good decaf.
One of my more snobbish coffee friends wanted some decaf, and I had bought that, and we made it, and he was like, yeah, this is the best decaf I've had, and so I'm like, okay, if a snobby coffee drinker thinks it's good, then I think it's good.
That's how you know. No, I agree. It took a while. I've tried some stuff that was not good, but yeah, you told me that, and I have not gone back.
It's the way to go.
Okay, first, what are you grateful for?
I am grateful for a weekend of no real plans.
Nice.
That has not existed in a while. And yeah, I have a long list of things in my head that could be done, but no obligations. And so today's just going to be a chill day, which I'm very thankful for.
Good. Yeah,
what
I love
that. Grateful for?
I love a no weekend. What? A no weekend? I don't love that. I love that.
No weekends. Let's just change the calendar.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Every day.
Ew. A no plan. Andrew's grandma turned 101 years old yesterday.
Wild.
So we do have plans because we went, and she lives like an hour away or so, and he's got family from all over the place that came in town. So we went last night for a few hours, and we're going back sometime today, but we don't have like a official plan, which is kind of nice because like we can have a chill morning and do stuff around the house, but then like go see people later. So
nice. Best of both worlds.
But I'm grateful for sleeping in and for my redo coffee that I'm going to get later.
Look at that. Being thankful for things that haven't even happened.
Already thinking about
good
it.
Mindset. Good mindset. I'm always thinking about second coffee.
Right? Well, yeah, I don't anymore so much, but
That's fair.
I'll be back to that life one day.
Yes. Excited for you.
Sometimes I do if it's like I had a decaf in the morning and then I can order a decaf somewhere. Like, 'cause then I'm like, even if you put those together, I'm still not gonna hit like the limit you're supposed to
Yeah.
be under.
You're
Ew,
fine.
that's creepy.
What?
Andrew. It was like scratching the door like a horror movie.
Ew.
Hello.
Like a horror. How rude.
Welcome to
Andrew, don't
the
sleep in the
podcast, Andrew.
online.
We get recording right
Yes, I am. Look.
now.
Did you hear what he said?
I didn't fully hear something, but
Okay,
not
good. We'll
recording.
see when I'm editing if I have to go. He's like, you're not recording right now. He
No, I
was
didn't.
scratching on the door like a monster.
Like a monster.
Andrew, shush.
Andrew, what are you
You're gonna
grateful for
create more
today?
editing work for me. Do you want to be on the podcast? Tell us what you're grateful for today.
I'm grateful for my wife and my little baby.
Aww.
That's so cute.
Okay, wait, can you close that though if you're leaving?
That's all the thanks I get.
Thanks, Andrew.
Wow, his debut on the
She said
podcast.
thank you. And she said it
Wait,
was cute.
it
You
was
said,
cute.
get out,
No,
woman.
I did not. You were already leaving and the door was open. I love you too. Wow.
An
Okay.
adventure.
I'm
Anyways.
gonna have to.
What do you say?
I don't remember. Okay. I had first, and you can tell me if things are messed up. I don't even remember. This was a long time ago.
Okay.
It probably was the beginning of spring when I wrote down this stuff. Okay, what are you reading recently?
Yes, that was the first thing I had.
Okay, good.
I am currently reading, I should say we are, The Meaning of Marriage. And it's by Tim Keller. And
Did you know he just passed away?
I did. That
Like
was what,
a week ago or 2 weeks ago, like very
two or three
recently.
weeks ago, something like that. Yeah. Very recent. But we've been reading that we are gifted. That forever ago, and are just actually now starting to read it. So that's been good. We're just starting mornings like that.
You're reading it out loud together?
Yeah,
That's nice.
just discussing. Okay, what are our thoughts? So that's been
Is it like a
nice.
devotional?
No, not necessarily. Like, it's a thick book, not really that thick, but a couple hundred pages. And it's just, I don't even know what all. We're only on chapter maybe three, but some of our friends gave it to us and they're wanting to do like more counseling slash be our check-in people. And so we're supposed to have them over maybe this week, next week, sometime. And they're like, just let us know what chapter you're on and we can chat about it, because they do some sort of like couples counseling or like marriage stuff, and they're, I don't know, they like do it all the time. So
Nice.
just like, let us know. But I'm reading that, and then this isn't what I am reading, but what I really want to read. I think I told you about this, but a book called Tell Her Story.
Yes, you sent me a
And
link.
yes, I just need to buy it. But I can't remember. I think the author is Nijay or something. I don't know the last name, but basically just going through like first century women in the church and all the cool things that women did that we don't really learn or talk about. So that's my like next want to read, and I will order that on Amazon sometime in the next week or two. So,
Nice.
what are you
Well, I'll
reading?
just let you buy it and read it and then pass it to me.
Okay, cool. Even though
Although
you
I
still
think I
have
still
a
have,
book of mine
I know
that
I'm
I
looking
gave
at
you
it
like a
right
year
now.
ago.
I'm looking at it right
It's
now.
so good. You need to read that
I
too.
will.
So if anyone needs a book to read that Bailey doesn't want to read, it's called
My
Women
God.
Who Risk.
By Tom and Joanna Doyle
It's so good.
with Greg Webster.
Talks about cool things that Jesus does through women in like really hard countries and like different stories of people coming to faith, which is really cool. Because there's some wild stories.
I bet. I'm gonna read it. It is sitting on my shelf. I've been reading pregnancy and birth books, and that has taken up all my reading time. Besides, like, in the mornings, I'll read my Bible for a few minutes most mornings, and I'm currently reading just Psalms, which I think I started, like, at the beginning of the year, and there's just a bunch of them, obviously. I took a quick break because at church we were doing Ephesians, so I wanted to read that, but that was short, so I'm back to Psalms. But in the evenings, not every evening, if I am not all the way tired, I will read for a few minutes before bed. I finished. So basically, our cousin Faith, she's been on here before, yes, we love you, and we love your reading wisdom. Suggestions and your wisdom. No, she recently had her second baby. She gave me a stack of books, and so I finished. It's called Ina May's Guide to Childbirth, which I keep telling everyone is basically like a hippie birth book. But it was really informative. And what I liked about it is, like, there's some stuff in it that I'm like, okay, I don't completely resonate with that. But, like, I liked that the first probably half of it was just positive birth stories. And that's what I keep hearing people say is, like, just surround yourself with positive stories because, yeah, things can happen or, like, things might not go the way you plan and all of that. But, like, you might as well go into it thinking, like, wow, all of these people did this and I can do it too, instead of, like, oh no, what if it turns out like this horrible one, you know?
Yeah.
And so I enjoyed that. And then it was also just like informational for like the second half.
Nice.
And then currently the one I'm reading is called Babies Are Not Pizzas. I forget the author's name, but it's the little subtitle says they are born, not delivered. And it's just talking about like basically advocating for yourself and like evidence-based medical care, and like basically it's not just like the doctor delivering the baby for you, like your body is doing it. And like, yeah. I don't know, it's interesting, honestly. And that one's kind of like a history of like how birth practices ended up the way they are today, at least in the US, which is not how they are a lot of places. So anyways, I'm like getting very close to being done with that one. I've got maybe like a chapter or two left, but I just can't read that much before I fall asleep, so it's taking me a little while.
Understandable.
And I will eventually read your book. I've got a couple other ones that are, like, pregnancy and birth stuff. Like, I don't think I'll get through all of them that I want to, but I'm going to focus on those for now. I just feel like it doesn't hurt to have more information and feel more prepared. But I will be excited when I can get back to just, like, for fun or fiction or reading Micah's books.
Yes. Do it.
I will. Okay, I'm just going to say my next one, even though it's your turn, because I basically already said it.
Okay.
And it's what am I learning?
Yeah.
And basically just what I said, like pregnancy and birth information from books and also podcasts. And the one I would recommend if anyone is needing this in their life currently is called, the lady's like website is called My Essential Birth. Hold on, now I need to look it up because I want to say the right thing. Oh, it's called Pregnancy and Birth Made Easy is her podcast, but her website and like her class online are called My Essential Birth. And I think she does a really good job because like I'm really enjoying learning all of the like strategies and like coping mechanisms and stuff for a natural birth. Again, like you can't guarantee what kind of birth experience you're going to get. So who knows? Like, but I mean, that's what I want to like try for. And she does a lot of information about that, but she also just has people come on that have had all different experiences and stories, and like people who did medicated birth or people who had C-sections or people who had like all different things. And she like has very different experiences on there, and she doesn't like push one way, like this is the way to do it. Like,
that's nice.
Yeah. So anyways, she has really good stuff on her podcast, and I think Faith also suggested her to me. So that's been the main one. I've heard a few episodes of some other ones, but
yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
The thing that I am learning, well, I've taken a couple day break, but if we're talking about things we've done in spring,
weeks ago,
I am getting back into my Duolingo habit. And so I am working on learning Turkish again. It's been a bit. I had a really long, like, 700-day streak that I had lost and then just kind of gave up for, like, 6 months.
And same.
So just more recently, I've been trying to do that more and remember things that I learned a while ago. So I am currently learning Turkish.
Nice. I've been very bad. I don't even want to know the last time I was on Duolingo because same thing. I didn't get to 700. I feel like I had like a 500-day streak or something.
Still, it's so many days.
And then you lose it and you're like, what's the point?
Really? What is the point?
No, I should get back to that too. Even just like if it's every other day or something, like a quick little, it's like I'm on my phone enough. I can do something productive on there.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm like, I don't need to waste my time. Might as well do something educational, but that's just work. And so if I want to like keep a streak and not really work, I'll be like, okay, I'll switch to Spanish because that's a little easier. And then if I'm trying to challenge myself, then I'll hop back over to Turkish. But
yeah. Well, I'm proud of you. I need to try again.
I try sometimes.
Okay.
Are you watching? Is that your next one?
Yes, I think we're good. I think I did it right.
Cool. Tell me what you've been watching.
Honestly, I was telling someone else recently about this. I'm like, I haven't cared that much about TV recently. But like Andrew will pick something and I'll just like want to spend time with him. So I'll like sit down and watch whatever he's watching, even if I didn't see the previous episodes. Yeah. So like random, whatever he's into it at the moment. We do watch documentaries. We found a few that are like about different like musical groups. We watched one of the like Hillsong ones about the church. We watched a couple like historical, like it's all over the place. We don't care. We just like a documentary. And then by myself, like I just don't turn on the TV by myself, but I will watch YouTube videos.
That's fair.
And like if I'm just, you know, folding laundry or doing something, I will turn something on. So on YouTube, I like Michelle Reed. She's pregnant too. Actually, it's interesting because several people I like follow online are pregnant. So I'm like, oh, this is even more fun because now I can feel like I'm like learning things with them or like going through the experience. So she is pregnant and I really like her videos. She's just very like positive and chill. And then Celeste Rand, she just had her second baby. There's somebody else I've been watching recently who's like, I already follow them and then they just happen to be pregnant or just had a baby.
Look at that.
And I don't like only watch that stuff because, you know, I want to just chill sometimes too, but that's been very helpful. And I've done that too with like YouTube videos where people are like, here's the things you actually need for your baby. Like, so it's not like overwhelming, but so yeah, I've been watching stuff like that on the YouTube.
On the YouTube. Yeah. Nice. The new favorite show, which we finish everything that you can watch on Netflix, but is Junior Bake Off.
Is your well, I shouldn't, never mind. Go ahead. Never mind.
Never mind, but yeah, Junior Bake Off, it is like the Great British Baking Show, but the kids version.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so freaking cute. There's like kids anywhere from like 9 to 15, and it's just adorable and just a sweet show. And then you just get up, watch these talented kids make food, and then you're like, wow.
And then you wish you could eat the food.
Exactly. But some of them are just so funny, and like the faces they make, or they just get like overwhelmed and just are clumsy and super cute. So that has been a go-to for a while. And then also, which if we're talking about springtime, a new season of Love is Blind came out.
Oh.
And so me and Olivia would usually chat about that. So
what season is it on? How many are there?
They just did the fourth season.
Would I like it or would I not care?
I don't, like, it depends, like, because some of it is just like so intriguing, you're like, wow, people are actually doing this. And then other times it's just like, this is just like people are causing drama just to cause drama.
Oh, for sure. But
I find it highly entertaining.
I have so I struggle because like I always want to watch those things that everyone like that have a lot of hype, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I struggle with like reality shows where I'm like, okay, but can I really buy into it? This is like nothing is scripted. You know what I mean? Like I want to know that it's like,
well, legit, this. And I mean, I think with this, like the producers definitely will like try to make things happen, or just how they like edit the show, you can tell it's like, okay, well, they just wanted extra drama so there's like good TV,
right? But
there's like some people who actually like love each other and they just don't get as much time on the show because
they're not dramatic.
Yeah, they're like, okay, let's cut over to these, like, oh, these people are actually like getting along and
right. So, we're bored.
Exactly. So like, let's find the couples that are wild. But no, I enjoy it. I think it's entertaining for sure.
Nice. All right, what are we trying? I took that to mean trying something new. And did you not?
Oh yeah, that's put it, whenever you sent it, you put it in parentheses, something new.
Oh, okay. And I didn't even remember that because I'm looking on a paper right now because I'm old school and I just took a real
old school
notepad notes.
I did too, because I was like, if I'm recording this on my phone, I can't be hopping back and forth. So
true. I think you can, then... but it would make me nervous.
Yeah.
Okay, I have two things. One of them I've only done a few times so far, but I'm trying to, when I have a little bit of extra time, go on a walk in the morning before work happens because I am just not getting a lot of steps or movement at work. And so I started tracking again, which I hadn't for a long time. And I can usually, like, if I can go on a long walk after work, I can usually get a decent amount, but it's just nice if you go in the morning, it's still like kind of chilly sometimes, mm-hmm. and it's just refreshing, and then I feel more energy for the day. So I only have done that a few times recently, but I want to try to keep that up and go more. And then the other one is that I joined a summer.
You're in the wrong podcast, baby. I'm going to wait until next one.
Well, it's not my fault. That's what they called it before the seasons changed. A summer women's Bible study. And it's literally just during June. I didn't even think about that. Technically, like one of the weeks will be during real summer. But I was kind of going back and forth because I just have been in a time of not wanting to like commit to things that are extra, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That's been a thing recently, but I was like, I'm going to do it. And I was telling one of my coworkers, she's like, I'll do it if you do it. And I was like, okay, good. Cause I was like talking myself out of it. But it's literally 4 weeks, but seriously, like, I think it's probably since COVID. I'm like, anything that doesn't need to be on my schedule, it's going off. Like,
I will not be doing anything.
No, and that's like obviously been a little while, but now that like my job isn't stressful, I'm like, okay, I need to be like socializing and learning and whatever. So I joined that, and we've only had 1 week so far, but I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed meeting new people, and I'm hoping that, you know, there's at least one person that I didn't know before it that I can like stay connected with afterwards. That would be a success.
Yeah, that would be nice. I am, which hopefully this will be a thing later today, but I am trying to do some bread baking.
Are you doing sourdough?
No.
Everyone and their mom makes sourdough.
I know. I need to like do a few like other breads first before I like fully jump in, because I really have only made bread like once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, I need to do this. So I think today I found two recipes that I really want to do. One is just like an Italian loaf, and then the other one was a cinnamon swirl bread. And so yeah, I am gonna learn to master bread. That's nice. My next thing.
Dad will appreciate that.
He will. I mean, I've done like banana bread and pumpkin bread and stuff. Like, I made banana bread last week, and that, I don't know, that's different then, because that's,
oh, for sure.
I don't know.
That feels like baking a cake.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot you were talking about trying something new because the next one's baking and you said banana.
I know. It kind of goes into, and so, I mean, yeah. Under my baking, I have
bread.
Bread, hopefully. So, because that's no, I like, I haven't really done it, but I'm always baking cookies or mm-hmm. something. Like, we host prayer at our house on Sunday evenings, and so I usually make some sort of dessert, and most of the time it's a cookie because it's easy, except for last week I made some peanut butter pie, which was really good. And I had like these little baby muffin pie crust situations, and so we had baby ones and then a big one. But cookies are always my like easy go-to, like if I need to make a quick dessert.
That's true.
I do cookies.
I agree. So I think this was last week, or it might have been 2 weeks ago now at this point, but I had some bananas going bad, and I had recently had banana muffins, so I didn't want to make like banana bread, banana muffins. And so I got on Pinterest and I looked up banana cookies.
Nice.
And I wasn't into them, but whatever. I baked those. It was like bananas and oats and like peanut butter, and it was fine. I ate a few and then I ended up throwing them away because I was like,
should have made. There's this really good recipe that I've made a few times, but it's like that idea where you have bananas and oats and peanut butter and honey, and they're supposed to be like breakfast bars, and they're like really thick and dense, and
we love you thick. Just eat
a little bit and you're like, wow, I am full for hours.
Okay.
That's really good. So I can send you that if you ever
you should. I'll try it. So it was like a couple of weeks in a row that I had bananas that we just didn't eat, and I had to bake something with them. So the last week or two grocery shopping, I just didn't buy any.
Yeah.
But and then either I don't know what our schedule looks like today, so probably tomorrow, but I want to bake a cherry pie because mom and dad gave us cherries, and
I need to get some of those cherries from them.
I have a good recipe that I've made the last couple of years for Andrew's birthday, and it's like a crumble top cherry pie, but I like the double crust too, so I'm like, I'll ask him what he's thinking, but I'm gonna make a cherry pie soon, which means we'll have to go get some vanilla ice cream to go with it.
We do,
but I'm excited about that.
Bailey, what are you growing?
I'm growing a baby.
I was hoping you would say that.
My stomach is growing visibly. Well, that was my like obvious answer. But then also like growing as in, you know, as a person.
Like, I know I didn't know exactly how to take this. So
I just anyway, really. Okay. But I was gonna say, like, I'm trying to grow in trusting and prayer instead of like googling every little thing that you're like, uh-oh, is something wrong? Like, and I've for sure been better about it, I think, as we've gone on, but I think just trusting and like literally telling myself, you know what, like, for number one, a lot of pregnancy and like is not in your control. Like, you obviously try to like get exercise and like eat good nutritious things, and like you do those things and you get sleep, but like besides that, I feel like there's not a ton that is in your control. It's like, well, like, yeah, just hope for the best. So like I was in a mindset of like every little thing I was like, uh-oh, is this a problem, should I call my doctor, should I google this, whatever. And now I feel like I'm doing better, not perfect, but better. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what, God decided that this was the time that I was going to get pregnant, and this is the baby he chose, and this is when he decided that we were going to become parents, and he's got it, and he can like, he can handle it, and everything's gone. I mean, we've had a couple little like concerning things, but in general, like, things have gone somewhat smoothly. And so I'm like, you know what, what's the point of me stressing and googling? And every time I've gone to the doctor and I tell them something, or I'm like, oh, I saw this, they're like, don't google it.
Don't do it.
And like
the Google.
Yes. And I've had some people also like who already have babies, and they're like, okay, yeah, just get into the habit of not googling now, because once you actually have your baby, every time you google, they're gonna have a runny nose, and Google's gonna say that your baby's dying. So just don't.
Yeah,
just don't
google.
Yeah. What about you?
Nice. So whenever I first read like growing, I was like, I think of like plants and stuff, and that's definitely not what I'm growing, because I just always kill plants, and so I just stick away from that. But I also have trust. growing in trust and patience. Yeah, just learning to rely even more on the Lord for things, and patient, just waiting for his timing of just all the aspects of life. And then also growing in communication, because that's hard.
And then you got married.
And then I went and got married, and you have to communicate.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think that's been a big thing, just learning how to share thoughts and all of that.
So it's a challenge. It's a process.
It is, because I'm not used to doing that. Like, let me just hold everything inside, and you can't do that. So
yep. It does get easier, I think. Because if I think back to just like dating or early like engaged or like just whatever a few years ago, I'm like, oh yeah, I was not very good at that. Like,
yeah,
I can like see the progress.
Yeah,
so it'll happen.
It'll happen. And yeah, I've seen definite progress already, and so just continuing to be like, all right, this is what works best, this does not work, and go from there.
Yep. Okay, what are we enjoying this lovely spring?
Spring,
almost summer. Sprummer.
Why is that? Sprummer. That is the worst, baby. No.
Well, it was the first way I could combine it.
Ew.
Summer Eve. Oh, wait. That's like a feminine product brand. Okay. Anyway.
The end of spring. That just sounds better.
The end is near. Okay. enjoying.
I'm enjoying. this weekend, I already said my gratitude weekend with no real plans. I'm excited about that, and then I'm enjoying married life.
Good, as you should.
I'm a fan.
Same. I'm enjoying. Oh, you said you're not planting things. I put down that we actually have planted a few flowers in our yard, and I've just enjoyed having a yard, being able to work outside, spend time in the sun, because before this we were in an apartment and I was like wanting to be outside all the time, but we didn't have a lot of options. So we've gotten some plants and put them in, and then we also like transplanted some from the front yard to the backyard. Well, there was, like, this huge clump of them all close together, and we're like, oh, we have a bare spot back here. We're going to take one out, and they're doing fine, so.
Nice.
Yeah, we have been growing a few plants. That is just nice. And then also, I mean, I guess this is just turning into enjoying our yard, but a couple nights ago, and it was already, you know, mid-June, but it was, like, 60 to I don't know, maybe 50s or 60 something degrees in the evening. And Andrew was like, let's do a fire outside. I'm like, okay.
So nice.
We sat outside and it was nice and peaceful. And yeah, just enjoying the outdoor time.
Love to enjoy the
outdoor time. And lots of walks.
Yes. Love a good walk.
What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to our family trip this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be a lot of fun. So, yeah, looking forward to that. What are you looking forward to?
That's basically what I put too. I put weekend trips, because we have the one with our family. We have one with Andrew's family. And then he and I are going to do one in a couple weeks, which we still have not figured out all the way. But whatever.
We'll figure it out.
But we're just doing a few little trips, which is nice to have. Like, we're not going super far for any of them or for super long, but just, you know, change up your routine, have quality time with people, and I'm looking forward to all of those.
Nice.
What are we listening to?
I'm going to let you go first, because I have a long list, and I didn't know how many
I put a few things to share. Okay. Well, number one, I got to go to the Taylor Swift concert last month.
Yeah, you did.
And it was fantastic. But I will say, since going, I've been listening to less Taylor Swift. Not because it wasn't good, but I just like leading up to it, I was like, I'm gonna make my way through all of the albums. And then like once I went, I was like, okay,
like I'm done with her.
No, I'm not done for sure. It was great, but I was like, okay, I can move on for now for a little bit, because I was just like listening nonstop before that. I really have not been listening to a ton of music in general. Like, my drives around town, at least, are so short that, like, sometimes I don't turn anything on. But then if I have a podcast, I'll do that instead. So I've still been listening to What We Said. The one yesterday was pretty funny, actually. The Beige Flags.
I have a little bit less with that one.
That one, I laughed out loud a few times. So listening to that, what did I call it? Pregnancy and Birth Made Easy podcast. I have a few random ones. I cannot even tell you right now off the top of my head, but like a few random ones that I've saved and I'll go through sometimes and listen. But honestly, I've been also enjoying sometimes just like not listening. Like when I'm walking, sometimes I'm like, okay, today is going to be a quiet walk, or today is going to be a prayer time. It really is. And like, it always sounds more fun to listen to something because you're like, oh, that sounds relaxing. And then once you like start walking and it's quiet, you're like, no, this is exactly what I needed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's basically it. I have not really sought out a lot of music or like new podcasts recently.
Yeah. Yeah. It depends. I feel like I don't listen to a ton of music, so I don't have any like real suggestions there. But I have a million podcasts and I put them in categories.
Nice.
So the first category is just Christian, learning about biblical things. So the first one is Let's Read the Gospels.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that one.
That is each month. She'll go through all of the Gospels, and then each month is a different version. So that's pretty cool because there's some that I haven't read through before or just am not as familiar with. So this month she's on her sixth go-around, which is really cool. So that's been nice. And then one, which I don't listen to it. I haven't been listening to it as often. I did a lot more in the past, but the Bible Project.
Oh yeah, I forgot about them.
That is really interesting, but it's also just like, okay, I'm trying to take in way too much information, so it's definitely one that you need to like be able to have time to like sit down and process.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're very,
they talk people. Fast.
They do talk fast.
I've watched those with the video, like when they do like the cartoon visual with it, but I've not listened to it just in podcast
form. I've watched maybe a couple of videos, but I've listened to a lot of the podcasts. And so that's a really good resource, like if you're wanting a specific topic, or I don't know, they go through different books of the Bible, or they'll go through like, all right, we're gonna, like they had a whole series on like the firstborn and like all of that, or like the Exodus and just different patterns in the Bible, and they have a ton. So go look it up. Another one, if you want to know like about like either Christian music or new books that are coming out, that sounds fun. Just a ton of interviews of people
with Annie.
She also does Let's Read the Gospels. But yeah, that's where I find a lot of my book suggestions. And then the last one in that category is Let's Talk About It. They really will talk about anything and everything in a biblical point of view, which is really cool. My second category is just for fun entertainment. You already said What We Said, so I'm going to move on. The next one, which you said you didn't like, but The Snack Show.
I only tried one episode, but yeah, I was like, I don't think it's for me.
it's dumb. Like, they will just pick a theme of
food. It was too long for, and I was like, I'll listen to this for like 10 minutes about one snack, but not 40.
Oh, they're usually like 20 to 30 minutes. And yeah, you need to try it again. Sometimes it's just funny. Other times it's like, okay, whatever. But they just talk about different snacks and their love of food.
If I had as much time during the day that I wanted entertainment, I would probably listen to it. Like, because you have a lot of time that you can, like, have your headphones in. And if that were the case, I'd be definitely less picky with my podcast.
Another one, The Office Ladies. I enjoy that, going through The Office. And then another TV one is Drama Queens. That's for One Tree Hill. And then last one in the category, which they don't really come out with podcasts that often, but it's Tea Time Somewhere.
Oh, yeah. It's, I do like that one.
Basically, I don't think they're all in different countries, but friends living overseas and just talking about their different experience. And sometimes it's just life advice. Sometimes it's hilarious stories.
Yes.
I just really enjoyed that. All right, my last category, because there's just a ton. Reality TV situation, which really the only thing I watch is Love is Blind. But this last time I was like, I need more information. And yeah, so I have three podcasts.
So for people, all of them are Love is Blind?
No, not specifically, no. Oh. But if anyone likes reality TV, then these could be good ones. The first one, which this one, they are a little explicit at times, but it's hilarious. It's these two guys. Oh, I didn't even say what it was called. It's called Reality Alert. But these two guys will, like, watch all the different, I think they mostly watch the stuff on Netflix, but, like, all the different reality TV and just recap each episode. And it's hilarious. And then another one that goes through the Netflix reality show is called We Have the Receipts. Which I've only listened to a couple of those. And then the last one is Out of the Pods, which two people from Love is Blind talk about their experience of it, interviewed other people, and then just talk about life in, like, the limelight type thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I have a lot more podcasts that I listen to because, like you said, I just have time to have just my headphones in pretty much all day. So just, I'm always looking for something else to listen to.
Good.
That's all for now.
Just those 12.
just those and then the other 10 that I didn't say, but it's fine.
I want some more that are, like, just entertainment, because the only times I listen is like, oh, I've got, like, a little 10-minute drive, or, like, I'm going on a walk, and I don't know, I'm in a space, maybe because my reading right now is learning that, like, I want to just listen to for fun.
Yes, you gotta have a good balance of those.
You do. Okay, I lost my spot.
Resting.
How are we resting?
I'm not good at resting at all.
You're like, I'm just not.
I'm not resting. And that's what I'm trying to do today, because I have my long list in my head of everything that I'm like, ooh, I want to do this, this, and this. Just, like, stuff around the house that it's not a need, but it's just always reoccurring on my mind. And so I've been trying to be better about that, and Josh has had to be like, you're not allowed to do anything. And so I'm like, okay, I'll just sit and, like, learn to be still, which has been a struggle for a while. But I like baking, and so that's something that's really relaxing and life-giving. So I'll do that, or, like, just watching TV or journaling, and just trying not to think I have to do something all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't have to be productive 24 hours a day. You don't, like, I don't know. Learning just to, like, chill and hang out with Jesus.
It's true. That is hard at first.
Because I'm even just, like, in my morning routine, whenever I, like, wake up and, like, I'm having my time, like, journaling, reading my Bible and stuff, like, I, like, will wake up and then I'm like, oh, I need to make sure all the dishes are done. I need to do this, this, and this. And just learning, like, okay, you can hang out with him beforehand. Like,
yeah.
And which I didn't do that this morning. I definitely did the dishes before I sat down. But that's something that I'm working on, is just learning to rest and not always work. I always go back to the Mary Martha story. And
oh, I'm for sure Martha.
Way too much Martha. And always like, why is this person being, like, just chill, sitting, doing nothing? And I'm like, oh, because they're actually like following what Jesus said and doing things to him. But that's it. So that's something I've been working on for, I don't know, I feel like God's been specifically talking to me about that for a little over a year now. So working. Slow progress.
But progress.
Yes, but progress. How are you resting?
What I've done a few times, but not enough, and I need to do more, especially as, you know, pregnancy goes further, is yoga. Like, I've found some videos I really like that are, like, just good stretches or endurance, some of them, or, like, just being in a good headspace type of thing. So I want to definitely do more of that. I've not even rolled back my yoga mat back out since you guys left last weekend, and I had the air mattress in here. But so I want to do that more, but a little bit of yoga. And then I'm also my morning time, which I'm with you. It's hard, especially because it's like, you know, your time is limited in the morning. So I feel like even when I'm sitting down and reading my Bible, it's like, okay, what time is it? Like, I have to like pay attention. But especially if I take time to go outside in the morning and sit on my patio with my Bible or my breakfast, that's very relaxing with just like the nature sounds, and like it's quiet and chill, and that's been nice. And like I said, long walks. Sometimes me and Andrew together will go to like a park or something or a trail, but then sometimes just by myself. And that's really the most, like, I need that basically every day. It's just like,
yeah.
And I used to not, like, that was also a COVID change in my life. Like, that's when I was literally walking for like an hour every day during the time we had so much time. And then like since then, I'm like, well, I still want to do that. Like, it's just harder to make the time. But so long walks and time outside. And yeah, I mean, that's the main stuff right now.
Nice.
I would say.
What are you saving for?
LOL.
saving. What's that?
What is that?
That's a great question.
In theory, I mean, we're
okay. How about instead of what are you saving for, what would you like to be saving for? I think that should be the question.
It's true.
In the springtime, what have you been thinking about saving?
Okay, yeah, I do have what I've been thinking about that we need money for. Okay, so three things. Number one, baby furniture, which we don't need that much of, honestly. Like, and I should say this, like, I'm sitting right now in what will be the nursery, and like it's just like little piles of stuff, and then like my yoga things. So,
what else do you need?
So baby furniture, my baby just gets a yoga mat. and then like other house projects, we've got, I mean, that's just having a house though. Like everyone says that, like it's never done. There's always, but I'm like, I feel like there's a couple like bigger things though that I'm like, ooh, that's going to be a chunk of money, and we're going to have to, you know. So anyways, specifically our bathroom upstairs needs basically everything redone, which is very expensive.
Yeah.
And then we were told we probably will need a new roof soon, which we knew, but that's also lots of monies.
Yeah.
How
about something fun? You're saying, okay, saving for baby stuff is fun, but
something it is
selfish things.
Selfish that thing that I want. Short term that like will be happening, and I guess this is not in this category because I do have enough money for this right now, is to get a massage, and I plan to do that whenever we do a little, like, we're just going to do like a 3-day weekend coming up, and I will be finding myself a massage. And then a bigger one that I told Micah about, I don't know how this is going to happen, but one day I will be going to Hawaii. And
next year, let's go.
I would love that. I just am not sure where it's going to come from. but yeah, like a bigger trip, because we were talking about, you know, the past few years, it's like, well, you and I and mom went on a big trip, but I feel like it's been a minute, and like Andrew and I together have not, like, we've just been doing like little weekend things. Like, first of all, because basically since we got married, there's been travel restrictions starting that next year. And so there wasn't a lot of options for a while, but then it was just like scheduling and whatever. So we haven't gone on like a bigger or like a longer trip. It's just been like little weekend things here and there, which I'm really grateful for and are still very fun, but like I want to have like a, in quotes, real vacation. So That would be the selfish fun one.
Nice. That's also my selfish fun one. I just have always vacation. Like,
mm-hmm.
I always have a trip planned, but not always the time or the money for it.
Right.
So, yeah, I just want to go everywhere. And so I feel like I'm always like, yes, how can I put aside money for travel? But more realistic stuff is just, yeah, projects around the house. The next thing we want to tackle is like setting up an office space. And so I have like ceiling paint and stuff, but need to get wall paint and then desk and stuff, which we have some Amazon gift cards that will cover at least part of one desk, maybe all of it. And then need another one, but yeah, just setting that up, saving for all that and just, yeah, all the projects around the house.
Nice.
Nice.
I want to get a tiny desk as well because, well, actually, here, I'll just say this because the next section is getting rid of and I put down the desk that I've had since I was like 13.
Yeah, that will be part of my stuff too.
Because it's currently in the baby room and so like for a short amount of time, Andrew and I have each had like a little office area and like we talked about like, oh, we can just like share the space and stuff, but like he's got his stuff all kind of set up and I'm like, I don't even need that much room. Like I want like a small little desk.
You need to look up on Amazon. They have like floating desks.
Okay.
And so it's just like a wall mounted situation. They have all different like sizes and some, which I don't know practicality of it, like can fold down. But I was looking at that originally, but I think I'm going to get just a floor desk, but those, it wouldn't take up a lot of space.
And oh, I see. Oh, weird. No.
Out of the way.
I don't think so. I want okay. A real one. But like well, small.
I can send you. I have a, like 5 different ones saved and there's a few small ones. So I'll send you some.
Okay. No, yeah. I'm thinking literally like, okay, like the length of the one we had mm-hmm. that we both had, but nothing like on the top of it. And just like, it can be a little bit like narrower. Mm-hmm. I just want like a little, like either white or like a light color wood, like little desk in the corner. For my stuff, like I actually do use my desk somewhat often, so I'm like, yeah. I want my own little space. So I will be getting rid of this before the baby is here, obviously, because we're gonna have to have the room more together. And then also, I'm always getting rid of clothes basically. Like, I'm trying, people are always like, when you're pregnant, don't throw away all your clothes because like stuff that doesn't fit now will fit again in theory. Yeah. But I just, there's stuff all the time. Like I constantly have a bag of like, okay, why do I still have this? This doesn't fit. I don't mm-hmm. like this. Like, so always getting rid of clothes. And I've had like several people give me maternity stuff and baby stuff. So just going through those things and seeing what I'll use and such. And yeah,
nice.
Need to get rid of everything out of this room basically that won't be for the baby.
Yeah. That's what, where the office space is, just getting going through all of that crap, trying to either organize it or get rid of it. And I just want to go through like each room in the house again. Like I've done that a few times, but I just like, I feel like I just have too much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Just anything unnecessary or things that I haven't used in years.
Right.
And like, I still have some college textbooks.
But why?
Exactly. And so I'm like, I just need to go through stuff and be like, all right, am I actually ever going to use this? And if I am, or if I'm not, like, why do I have it? Why?
Yep.
Because most of the information you can just Google.
It's I know. There
for free.
I held on to so many like teaching books for a long time. And I'm like, when have I referenced these?
Like, yeah, ever.
I will be Googling every time I need something.
Exactly.
But it's hard. You're like, oh, I worked hard on this, or it was expensive, or whatever. And then one day you're like, okay, but it's just taking up space in my life.
Just get out.
Yep. Well, that is all we have today for this spring of 2023. By the time this comes out, there will be
Brummer.
Should I call it that and no one will know if they want to click on it or not?
I don't know if I would want to click on that. It's Sprummer time.
Sprummer time favorite.
Ew.
I won't do that. Okay. But anyways, happy end of spring, beginning of summer. We would love to hear if you have some favorite things, activities, suggestions.
As usual, feel
as free. Usual. Comment on the gram, leave a review, do your thing.
Send in your DMs about different things you want to hear about.
Yes. And then Micah will just come back on and tell us about it.
I will. Ask me what you want to know. I got the information.
So anyways, thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for coming on, Micah.
Oh, anytime.
And we'll see you next time because it's been an hour.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. I'm hanging up.
Okay. Love you.
Love you. Bye. Thank you again for listening to another episode of the podcast. If you want to give feedback on this topic, share other topics you want to hear about, or share what you're grateful for, you can follow the Instagram page, Morning by Morning Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Remember to find something to be grateful for today.